Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's welcome our guests to the podcast today, Teresa El-Haje and Mindy McQuillan of U.S. Bank. Thank you so much for being guests on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
Thank you for having me.
This is going to be a great podcast today. Both of you have got a lot of great information that the dentists need to know about. So let's get started. All right. I am excited. Woohoo. All right. So why don't we start with Mindy? Mindy, why don't you talk to us a little bit about your background and maybe give us a real quick bio?
Well, I have been in sales for 25 years, so for a little bit of time. So, and specifically at U.S. Bank for about six. I ended up at U.S. Bank because I wanted to reinvent myself, and I had been a U.S. Bank customer way longer than it's been U.S. Bank. I think it was Norwest or something like that when I joined.
A couple
of
years.
So I knew I could trust the company, and I knew that they stand behind their products and their customers. Now I really can't imagine doing anything other than my job. I joke with my boss that I can't believe they pay me for this because I just go around and help customers save money and do things better. It's kind of the best job I've ever had.
Nice. All right, Teresa.
Yes, definitely. I'm Teresa Lahe, Business Banking Relationship Manager at U.S. Bank, and I have been here 17 years. I'm fortunate to work alongside our dentist and really gain an understanding of their business. And then, Christian, I like to say, come up with a custom treatment plan to meet those needs. I can help with solutions that reduce stress and reduce cost and, of course, increase their revenue. And it really helps our dentists not only become successful in their business, but also their personal life. So I'll quickly share with you outside of work. I am also known as an accomplished world traveler.
Nice.
So just this summer, we visited Galapagos Island in Ecuador. And in spring, we visited Turks and Caicos. So you'll have to stay tuned to find out where we travel next. But if you are looking for any advice for your next family vacation, I have you covered there as well.
Wonderful. You're a travel agent on top of being a great banker. This is awesome.
That is correct.
That's awesome. All right. So tell me a little bit, tell me a story, because I know both of you have a kind of an interesting story of all the things that you could have done, you know, become a professional athlete, a movie star or something like that. You guys decided to get involved in working with dentists. So Mindy, why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, at U.S. Bank, I concentrate in the payment solutions area, so credit card processing. And I really work with all industries, but the dental industry is my favorite. And the reason why it's my favorite is because we have some really unique mm-hmm. technology, which saves my dental offices time and money. It's really some truly unique products where it literally can change their lives. It's the only product I've ever sold in my life where I've had customers come to me afterwards and say, thank you so much. I cannot imagine how I ran my office before you offered this to me. So dentist office are truly my favorite customer to work with. So if I could just work with dental office for the rest of my career, I'd be happy.
Hey, that's good to hear. All right, Teresa.
Well, I'll start off by saying I agree with Mindy. And my story is when you think about dentistry, it truly is a majority of a family business. And so I have dentists in my family, and it's something that has always excited me, but I will tell you that I am a germaphobic, so I cannot do the work. And that is why I chose to join US Bank. It's truly because we have our own practice division and we work solely with our, it allows me to work solely with our dentist. And so I just am behind the scenes and I can still help them by do the financing. I just can't be there to do the work.
Mm-hmm. So the sight of blood, that's probably doesn't go over well for you.
It does not. I have to leave the room.
All right. Well, then you made a good choice.
I do. Yes.
One of the biggest topics in dentistry right now, if not the number one topic, is inflation. You know, how do I continue to run my practice profitably in the face of inflation? And I wanted to bring both of you on because both of you have a lot of expertise to share in this area. And Mindy, you know, I'd like to start with you first in terms of, you know, how the work you're doing with the dentists and then how you're making an impact on helping them deal with that.
Yeah, inflation is just the silent killer for most businesses, and the dental industry is being hurt especially hard. What I tell all of my dentists is you need to know your time and you need to know the costs associated with that time and you need to streamline your process. So the big DSOs itemize every little bit of cost from time spent talking to customers, to taking payments, to posting to patient management softwares, to literally pushing paper. And if you want to combat inflation, you need to know these costs and you need to find a way to reduce them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the dentists that I meet with, they say, oh, well, I know that. I know exactly how much it costs to send out, you know, statements. And when I sit down with them, we really walk through their process and we walk through how much time each of their staff is spending on certain tasks. And a lot of the stuff, I mean, I deal with payments, right? You would think, oh, well, that's just putting a credit card into a machine and you're done. How could it be complicated? But really, when you dig into how much time each of your tasks take, some of the payment processes are some of the largest time killers. So how much time do you spend on taking a payment over the phone? You know, you think that that doesn't take a lot of time, but someone starts to talk about the weather, and especially in Minnesota, everybody wants to talk about the weather because we want to complain about it all the time.
Yeah, we do.
So that can take 5, 10, 15 minutes just to take a payment over the phone. Sending out statements. Oh, well, it's so much easier just to send out a statement in the mail. Well, that statement that you're sending out not only costs you time, but on average costs $4.50 for every statement. Posting payments to your patient management software. I have a lot of dentists who still have their payments and their patient management software separate. That probably takes 5 to 10 minutes for every single patient. You have 200 patients, multiply that out every month and see how much time that is costing you. Auditing your patient management software versus your payments. I have office managers who are spending 2 hours a week just balancing those two systems. There's no need to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, how many people touch a payment? How many people do you have to touch to get paid? Once you really look through and itemize those costs, that's where we can bring in technology to streamline that process. There's no need to send out paper statements anymore. You should eliminate that. Eliminate pay by phone, move to online payments or text to pay. Create automatic recurring payments. A lot of my dentists are moving to wellness programs where, you know, some companies, because of inflation, are cutting down what they're given for healthcare. Well, maybe you have your clients, you know, spend $30 a month and that's their wellness program so they can bring in themselves or the family for their checkups twice a year and it covers everything. So some of these things really can not only save you time and money, because your stuff that you have to buy for the office, you have to buy no matter what. So you really have to dig into what you're doing. And once you do that, not only will you save money in the long run, but your staff is going to be happier. So mm-hmm. you're going to be able to retain your staff, because staff doesn't want to push paper. They don't want to touch a payment 5 times. They just want to deal with patients. They want to talk to people. They want to take care of people. So your staff is happier and they want to stay with you as well. So it helps you retain staff.
Mm-hmm. So by moving everything online, As a dentist, I'm saving money, but the big thing is I'm saving time.
Yes.
And at the same time, you know, the cost that I normally would incur for doing a lot of these menial tasks, although it's not, maybe the cost isn't that big, but when you multiply that out month after month after month, and at the end of the year, I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars that you could have saved.
Exactly. I had one dental office where we figured it out. We saved them about $850 a month just in time savings. And that was just their posting and auditing the two systems at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And she told me that was an understatement.
So with the rise of inflation and with the cost of everything going up, this would be this is just a great piece in terms of helping to reduce the effects of that just by managing your cash flow.
Yep. Use technology. It's there to make our lives easier. And that's where everybody should be looking.
Understood. Those are great ideas. Thank you. Okay, Teresa, why don't you share with us a little bit about your thoughts?
Great question. Well, it was an easy transition when Mindy talked about looking at your processes and finding out where can you reduce spending. And she left off with equipment. And so equipment is one of those ways that you can take a look at. Can you create efficiencies and make your processes quicker? So when it comes to equipment, that is something that we can finance, and we're really good at financing it. And we can oftentimes offer 100% financing for that equipment and put it over a long term so that it's good for their cash flow. One of the other ways to combat inflation is really take a look at your practice debt and have your banker review that with you. So that's one thing that I enjoy doing is let's take a look at your debt and maybe look at consolidating that. Rates are still relatively low, so we can look at reducing that rate, putting it over a longer term, again, improving that cash flow. Those are just a few ways that we can really help with reducing that spend. I'd also like to mention that take a look at ways that you can increase your revenue. So oftentimes dentists are making just their monthly purchases, and they don't know that you can create a revenue stream by using and taking advantage of a business credit card. You can now earn 2% back for making all of those purchases. So that is adding a revenue stream to your business. So just being mindful of some of these really simple changes will certainly help you be better prepared for any inflation impact.
Mm-hmm. So Teresa, would you say that, you know, your approach to working with the dentist is very hands-on? You know, you're kind of in the trenches with them, going through them, you know, with a lot of the stuff, because you're talking about equipment, you're talking about credit cards, you're talking about looking at debt. And a lot of the dentists are just like, it just kind of goes like this over their head. Woo, you know,
absolutely.
I mean, not everybody, but a lot of them just sometimes, you know, Dr. Smith, come here, sit down and look at this with me. No, sit down. No, sit down and look at this.
Well, again, their time is valuable and their number one goal is treating their patients. So that's where you have someone like me and you have a team.
Okay.
So Mindy and I, we can come together and do that review with you and do comparisons and just lay out, this is what it looks like and here's how we can improve that for you.
Okay.
So just use your banking team, and that is what we are here to do.
Okay, so it's kind of like I can have both of you there at the same time talking about, okay, this is what we see going on in the practice right now. Here's where the money's kind of going out the back door. Let's shut those doors and let's do something, you know, let's tweak a few things so we can get some different results.
You said it best.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
This is Mindy McQuillan, Market Manager for Payment Solutions at US Bank. Our number one priority is to help our dentists save time and money. We use technology to help you streamline your process through auto-posting to any patient management software, eliminating paper statements through texting and email features, and many, many more. This gets you paid faster and reduces costs. We've been making an impact in the lives of our dental customers for many years, If you're looking for a payment partner who listens to you and your practice needs, then give me a call.
So for both of you, you may have talked about this a little bit already, but you know, a lot of the dentists out there are looking for a banking relationship. They have one, but they're kind of like, well, you ask them about it, and it's like, my banker is, I don't even know what the person's name is, but you know, they don't really have a good relationship with them. So, you know, with both of you, maybe I'll start with Mindy. Talk a little bit about why the dentist should work with you and, you know, what you can do to really make an impact in their practice.
Yeah, U.S. Bank is really, really unique. So in the payment processing space, number one, you get a team with us where every other place that you would go, if you went to your local bank or your banker and you said you needed technology or you needed payment solutions or something like that, they would be going to an outside company. So one of the really unique things about U.S. Bank is U.S. Bank owns their own payment processor. So when we come out to see you, we can sit down with you and we can look at everything. We can not only look at the banking relationship, we can look at the payment processing, and then you know that you're going direct. You're going direct to the payment processor. There's no third party involved. And because U.S. Bank owns it, we control everything. We control the technology. We can control the equipment. We control the price, and we don't do contracts. We have this really weird idea at U.S. Bank in the payment solutions industry where we just, you know, win your business and treat you right, and you decide to stay with us. And that's that's how we sort of run our business. And it really separates us from any other payment processor. And the last thing is U.S. Bank is very, very concerned with their reputation. Payment processing, if you talk to any dentist or anybody out there, it's like the worst industry in the world. It's worse than used car salesmen where they promise you something and then they run out the back door.
That's a fact.
As soon as you sign the 2-year contract. But U.S. Bank is really, really concerned with their reputation. And payment processing is only a small part of that. So we're very concerned that our customers have a good experience and that you love U.S. Bank. So we're not just looking to make a buck off you just for the payment processing like some of our competitors.
So Mindy, just like the dentist, you know, you're in the experience business, you're not necessarily in the payment business.
Exactly. That's exactly. When I sit down with the dentist, it's what have I seen from all my other dentists? And I have like 50 that I work really, really closely with. So it's quite a bit across the Twin Cities. And I'm able to share that knowledge of what are other people doing. This is how we can fix it. Let's do this. This will save you this much time. This will save you this much time. This will save you this much money. So,
okay. Wonderful. All right, Teresa, why don't you talk a little bit about what you're doing?
I have to start off by sharing that U.S. Bank, a lot of people will tell me, oh, it's a big bank. And Christian, I absolutely love working at U.S. Bank. And one of the reasons I have been here so long is because we function as one bank. So we are able to be that one-stop shop for all. And it is unique that we own our own merchant processing. So in my particular role, when I'm working with a dentist, I get to look at all of the business banking aspects and be that one contact. I don't have to refer them elsewhere or include a third party. So that's what I really, really enjoy. And again, with us being local, it is unusual. I was meeting with a dentist yesterday and he's like, you know, from our phone conversation, you were here, but with your visit in my practice, you are now here.
Nice.
And I love hearing that every time. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what's the difference for U.S. Bank? And the difference truly is if you bank with us personally, and you bank with us on a business for your business, guess what? You don't have to know who to contact. You contact me and I'm your person and I will find the answer for you. And even if that means that I'm doing stuff in the background, I will make sure to get that answer to you. So that is the difference. And I'll add that U.S. Bank, we do have our own practice finance division where that's all we do all day long. And I've had the pleasure of actually introducing you to our credit manager, and he started our business 25 years ago, and his wife's a dentist and his son's a dentist. So it is something that we enjoy doing and we do it very, very well. A couple of the value adds are we're helping with acquisition financing, and you know, I mentioned equipment and working capital, relocations, expansions, when dentists are looking to do remodeling, or really just, you know, the merchant processing. And we offer credit cards just for dentists, and then the basic business and checking. So I really enjoy what I do because I get to offer that full package to our customers.
I would say that, you know, you're also a very good listener. I would say to be able to be really good at what you do, everyone's coming at you with a different situation. And most people I have discovered, for heaven's sakes, can I just find someone who will listen to me?
Yes. And you know what? That's probably one of the things that I enjoy the most is everyone has a different story. Yes, and it's unique. And so I enjoy hearing that story and then finding out, you know, what are your true goals and how can we accomplish them for you?
All right. So then besides the inflation piece, you know, what other trends are you seeing that are going on right now in the dental marketplace that the dentists need to know about? Mindy, why don't we start with you?
There's probably about two or three big trends. The first one is you need to figure out multiple ways for your patients to pay. You need to make it convenient. I mentioned earlier, gone are the days of sending out a paper statement. If you have patients under the age of 30, they probably don't even open their mail. And they definitely don't have a checkbook. So giving your patients ease, you know, text to pay, online pay, mobile payments, that's one of the bigger trends. Mm-hmm. Office flow, really taking a look at the office flow. Just like I mentioned before, reducing touch points. How can we streamline the process? How can we get people from A to B, but still give them great service? So you're not like a DSO where you're trying to get them in and out as quickly as possible, but you kind of are, you know, but still giving them a good experience. And then the last one is really, truly diversification. I mean, you are their dentist. There's no reason why you just have to be their dentist. There's lots of dentists that are expanding out into stuff like skin treatments, Botox, cancer screenings. You know, if you're not only just their dentist, but you are also the person who gives them that 6-month Botox touch up, let me tell you, they're not going to be skipping that appointment. If you don't, you know, offer the Botox, they might say, oh, well, I don't need to go every 6 months. I'll just go once a year. Mm-hmm. And if you think Botox skews old, that's not the case nowadays. I have nieces that are, you know, in their 30s, and the 30-year-olds are getting regular Botox treatments now. So diversification is really a way to, you know, we don't like to say the big R word, but right. I mean, we technically already are in a recession. Diversification helps you flatten out those bumps and hills. Mm-hmm. And then the wellness program that I mentioned before, a lot of dentists are moving to offering a wellness program where you get a monthly payment. So if we have inflation, if we have a recession, you still have monthly payments coming in, even if you're not seeing a patient. So I would say those are the biggest trends. Mm-hmm.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
I'm Teresa Lahe, business consultant with US Bank. I have 17 years of working with dentists and impacting their bottom line by gaining an understanding of the business need, recommending solutions, and coming up with a treatment plan that best suits their practice needs. Producing solutions to reduce cost, reduce stress, increase cash flow, and help the dentist achieve greater personal success. Give me a call today.
So I think you could probably say that, you know, as a patient, how I pay my bill is fast becoming part of my experience of in the flow of the dental practice. And if it's kind of herky jerky, you know, it kind of taints it a little bit.
it taints it a little bit, and they're going to pay you last. I mean, imagine it this way. You just spent $4.50 as the dentist to send out a piece of paper to a 25-year-old. They're going to open that piece of paper and they're going to set it down and they're going to completely forget about it after 5 seconds. If you send that 25-year-old a text with a link saying, please pay your bill of $25, that 25-year-old is going to click on the text. They've used their credit card on their phone before, so all the information downloads, and in one click of a button, they just paid their bill. Now, which bill is going to get paid faster?
Yeah, right. technology is wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, Teresa, why don't you tell us a little bit from your viewpoint, your vantage point?
Absolutely. Yeah, I will tell you that acquisitions are definitely on the rise. So yeah. You may have your dentist that's purchasing their third practice, or you have your upcoming dentist that is buying into a new practice. And I will tell you what I'm seeing for a trend is that the newer and upcoming dentists, they are purchasing a book from a retired dentist. And the reason that they're doing that is it is a lot easier to acquire an existing book of business and not start from scratch, because then you don't have just the overhead cost, but you also have the patients coming through the door as well. So succession planning, that is huge right now. And then I'll also tell you rapid advancements in technology. So lots of equipment financing. When the new generations are taking over, Christian, most of those processes and workflows are outdated. I know a dentist told Mindy and myself, she's like, well, Friday is my day to go through all of my payments books and do all of the reconciliation. So that's what my Friday looks like. And after we talked about our payment solution, she's like, I can take Fridays off and have a European schedule. It was the funniest thing. Yeah. So taking advantage of new technology is big. And remodels, they're really on the rise right now. So there is a new approach to what a dental practice looks like. And when you go into the ones that have been remodeled, it's that sleek, modern design. And you feel happy going in there as a patient. And the practitioners feel happy going into work every day. So those are a lot of the things that I'm seeing that are on the rise right now. It's really talking to the practices, the ones that are learning and changing and growing as time passes and making these small improvements.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask kind of a different question. Have you seen either one of you, this is for both of you, in terms of AI? Artificial intelligence, have you seen that kind of start to creep in? Are you starting to see that where that's starting to be something where, you know, it's coming into dental practices?
It's really funny that you mention it. The technology that I've been talking about this whole time, it uses AI.
Got it.
It basically uses artificial intelligence to take a payment from one system, pick it up, and act like a person and post it into any patient management software. Mm-hmm. So yeah, AI has really come a long way, and it's allowed us to integrate systems that we never were able to before. So yeah, AI is really becoming a thing. Hopefully it won't become like Terminator where they blow up the world, but right now it's really helpful.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. Oh boy.
Yeah.
AI is a talk in the dental practices because there are new solutions that can just read X-ray scan and then continue to learn more and more about that patient and have better predictions. So it is definitely a thing. And I think it is going to be something that we continue to see more of coming in the future.
I would agree with that. The AI piece is going to be interesting to see how that fits into the dental world and how that's going to, you know, enhance the patient experience as we begin to move forward. Because I think both of you have hit it on the head. You know, time is something that, you know, everyone seems to have short supply of, regardless of whether you have kids or whether you don't, you don't. But it's becoming fast paced. Like, how can I save time? And how can I do things faster, but at the same time, try to provide a really good experience where the patient felt good about coming into my office today?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, both of you, this has been wonderful. Thank you. The information that you've shared is awesome. Off the charts. Woohoo. That's all I got to say. It's been great having both of you as guests on the show today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be here.
Great. Wonderful.
You are most welcome, Christian. It is a pleasure to be on your podcast and have the opportunity to share our information with your listeners.
That's great. Thank you very much. If our listeners want to learn more about Mindy, about what you do with the payment systems, and Teresa, in terms of what you're doing and providing a better banking experience, you know, where can they go to get more information?
Well, the best thing to do is to email me, and because every dentist office is different, so I really like the personalized approach. So you can reach me at Mindy, MINDY.McQuillan, MCQUILLAN at usbank.com. You can do a Google search and just do US Bank Payment Solutions, but it won't be specialized to you. So it's best to email me.
Teresa?
Yes. So I would say just call me, give me a call. So you can reach me on my work cell at 612-364-0351. You can also email me at Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A dot Elahe. Try to spell that one, E-L-H-A-G-E at usbank.com.
Thank you for listening to The Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcasts. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.